Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Well, a few new first here in the cattle futures market. The April live cattle not only went through, but looks like are going to close above the 120 level. We've been watching that 120 level for, it seems like, a month now or longer. But it looks like they're going to settle at 120.10. So 10 cents above that, up $1.22 on the day. That April was the strongest month, but February was up nearly a dollar, up 95 at 114.30. The June up 117.27, up $1.12. Feeder cattle were 30 higher in January, which expire a week from today on the 28th. They're 135.60. The March is up $1.77 at 139.30. And all the way out there in August, still over 150 at 150.77, up 72 cents. The cash markets, both sell barns and live cattle cash trade, has been really somewhat disappointing this week despite this futures rally. So I guess we'll take it where we can get it on the strength. But the cash market really hasn't been the leader here. The box beef market, on the other hand, has been rallying. The choice is up $2.48 at $221.39. Select up $3.01 at $210.29. The choice select spreads $11.10. So that's tightened up. The box beef market's gotten a lot stronger, and hopefully that'll eventually lead into higher live cattle cash trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Today's grain trade was mixed here. We had corn up about 2 cents. Beans ended up today a little bit lower, with March down a penny and a half at 13.68 and 3 cents off their low. Chicago wheat 5 to 9 cents lower, put July at 6.45 3/4, down 4 3/4. The Kansas City wheat down 1 to 4 cents here, with July at 6.36, down 3 1/4. Cotton did manage to stay pretty strong here today, up 100 or so. March was 82.57, and then new crop 79.04, up 109. Informa Economics came out with some of their latest projected planted acres for this next year. Kind of the one I noticed was the cotton. They were down about 1.5 million acres of planted cotton, down to 11.519 million acres. And I think that was why the cotton market stayed positive. But all these crops and the acres are substitutes. So if one makes more money than the other, they only have so many acres. And so as they switch here, it looks like cotton at the present time anyway is going to lose acres versus the corn and beans. Maybe not here in Oklahoma, but down in the South, through Louisiana and the Mississippi and that Delta Mississippi River Basin region. So that's what Informa has kind of indicated here with their predictions on the lower corn or lower cotton acres.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.